The NLRB's attack on Boeing is over. NASA has set a date for the SpaceX ISS docking mission. And the U.S. Navy will run a maritime exercise on 50% biofuel. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, December 12, 2011. The National Labor Relations Board has closed the case against Boeing, filed by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, which had been launched to fight the company's 787 manufacturing plant in South Carolina, a right-to-work state. The issue had become a focal point for conservatives who said the company should have a right to assemble its planes where it made the most business sense to do so. The machinists had brought the charges, saying Boeing was retaliating against labor unions who had stopped work in the plane maker's Pacific Northwest operations in the past. The machinists had requested the labor board drop the case after it reached an agreement with Boeing on a new four-year contract, which keeps assembly of the new 737 MAX in Washington state. The end of this case will help both sides get on with their lives, but the court case that could have set a precedent on the role of government in backing unions against employers just gets kicked down the road. Not everyone, though, is dropping the case. Congressman Daryl Issa, a California Republican, says he'll continue an investigation into the actions of the NLRB. South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint issued a statement which notes, quote, "A precedent has been set by the NLRB that they will attack businesses in forced unionism states that try to create jobs in right-to-work states," unquote. NASA has announced that the launch target for SpaceX's second commercial orbital transportation services demonstration flight is now February 7, 2012. Pending completion of final safety reviews, testing, and verification, NASA has also agreed to allow SpaceX to send its Dragon spacecraft to rendezvous with the International Space Station in a single flight. William Gerstenmaier, NASA's Associate Administrator for the Human Exploration and Operations Mission Directorate, says, quote, "SpaceX has made incredible progress over the last several months, preparing Dragon for its mission to the space station. We look forward to a successful mission, which will open up a new era in commercial cargo delivery for this international orbiting laboratory," unquote. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell adds, quote, "SpaceX is excited to be the first commercial company in history to berth with the International Space Station. This mission will mark a historic milestone in the future of spaceflight. We appreciate NASA's continued support and their partnership in this process," unquote. Sikorsky Aircraft has formally signed a contract with the Brunei Ministry of Defense to provide 12 S-70i Black Hawk helicopters with associated spare parts, training, and ground support equipment. The contract contains an additional 10 options. As part of the contract, Sikorsky will place an S-70i simulator somewhere in Southeast Asia, enabling Brunei aircrews to become familiar with the helicopter before deliveries begin in 2013. The S-70i is the latest variant of the Black Hawk. The National Research Council of Canada and Bombardier have signed a multi-year framework agreement covering research, development, and testing in areas of interest to both organizations. It sets the terms for both fee-for-service and collaborative research projects. Bombardier intends to advance its research in aerodynamics, computational fluid dynamics, structures and materials, acoustics, multidisciplinary optimization, aircraft interiors, and electromagnetic interference. Down the road, the two entities say this agreement will enable Canadian businesses to better compete in an increasingly global, competitive industry and to provide them with the potential to create good jobs and growth for Canadian businesses and workers. It'll be interesting to see if Canada winds up in the World Trade Organization's court over this one. Up next on ANN, NASA's Inspector General says the agency is too careless with its moon rocks. There's now a smartphone app to go with the Nexton 400 XT, and the Israeli Air Force loves its UAVs. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, December 12th. I'm Paul Platt. The U.S. Navy says it will employ a biofuel blend to power aircraft and most vessels participating in a maritime exercise scheduled near Hawaii next summer. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack discussed a contract the Defense Logistics Agency announced last week for 450,000 gallons of biofuel. The contract is the largest government purchase of biofuel in history and provides $12 million to suppliers Solazyme and Dynamic Fuels LLC, a joint venture of Tyson Foods and Centroleum Corporation. Solazyme's biofuel is algae-based, while Dynamics is made from used cooking oil and non-food-grade animal fats. Mabus says the Navy has already certified that its ship and aircraft engines will perform on the new fuels. The biofuels will be mixed 50-50 with petroleum-based diesel and aviation fuels. A report released Thursday by NASA's Inspector General indicates that the agency has lost hundreds of samples of moon rocks and other astromaterials since the first specimens were returned to Earth by the Apollo program. NASA confirmed that 517 loaned astromaterials have been lost or stolen between 1970 and June of 2010, including 18 lunar samples reported lost by a researcher in 2010 and 218 lunar and meteorite samples stolen from a researcher at the Johnson Space Center in 2002, but since recovered. The report says NASA needs to tighten controls over educator and public display loans of these unique resources, and that while NASA, quote, has taken some steps over the last 2 years to improve controls over loans of lunar and meteorite samples for use in classrooms, related agency policies are out of date and do not accurately reflect current practices and organizational responsibilities, unquote. In responding to the IG's investigation, NASA management says it agrees with the findings and recommendations and has set a self-imposed deadline of September 30, 2012, to have new safeguards and procedures in place. A dedicated iPhone app has now been published by Nextent Aerospace for the 400 XT. Using an iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, users have access to a user-friendly quick reference guide for the plane, an interactive range map to determine how travel needs align with performance, streaming videos to learn more about the production and in-flight capabilities of the 400 XT, and a comparative analysis between the new XT and the BeachJet 400A and Hawker 400 XP on which it's based, and cabin layout options. Users will also be able to correspond directly with a Nextent sales rep. David Davies, Chief Information Officer for Nextent Aerospace, says the app, quote, not only underscores our commitment to serving our clients via the best in modern technology, but also provides the foundation for additional interactive client service features in the future, unquote. The Nextent iPhone app is available free from Apple's App Store. And finally today, consider this a sign of things to come. Israel reports UAVs now fly more hours for its Air Force than piloted aircraft do. Speaking at the 2011 Aerospace Conference last week, Lieutenant Colonel Amir Weiss commented, quote, the flight hours of UAVs require a growing amount of missions made possible by the growth of forces in significant numbers in recent years, unquote. He added, UAVs now account for more than 50% of the IAF's flight hours. That's a dramatic increase over recent years. According to the website defpro.com, missions range from intelligence gathering to close air support for ground troops. Weiss says the possibilities for the UAVs are endless. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves shares a scary near-miss story submitted by a listener. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.